can write that. Well, on Wednesday, some girls, when they heard the shooting, you see, screaming from the family and everything, people began to go to them. And some girls was that live out, further out, they got out and came. And the man who shot had ran by him with the gun in the hand, and that was his best friend.
Mm.
He had, he just thought was nothing like him. He was working, had him working for him, had him in a house and everything. And he ran by, and they made you say, go to a with a gun in his hand.
Mm.
And when they got up there and found out what had happened, sure enough, the next day, they called themselves getting drunk and got to talking. And they got talking, and their cousin lived down here on the corner. And somebody came and said that they, I was saying they knew who killed it, and they were all they knew. And so she told her husband, she said, you go up there and see what, and shut them girls' mouth. And he went up there, and they went on to talk and said that Joe passed him with the gun in the hand and all like that. So he took them to town and put them on oath. Well, that was Wednesday. It happened Tuesday night. That was Wednesday evening. So Thursday was the funeral, 11 o'clock. Friday, they had a meeting at the hall down here. And in that meeting, they arrested Joe for murder.
Mm.
And he, $2,000 was missing in the bank. So he claimed that another man by the name of Joe, his name was Joe, he was working in the bank, he laid it on him.
Mm.
But Joe took that $2,000. And so, anyway, he took the money. I mean, that's what he just had him arrested. You see, they both were in jail.
Yes, ma'am.
So the news came out. We heard it the next morning, and of course, it went on. And the looking for this money from the Joe, that he the store down here on ran a store down here on street. They had a plank walk. They tore up that plank walk and tore the plank walk up and tore his floor up, you know, looking for the money. Went out to his house and did the same thing out there looking for the money. Had him in jail and was looking for, and they didn't find it.
Hmm.
Well, he didn't take it. So, he was in jail, and after a while he got out on bond, and he tried to leave or something, but anyway he got to the station. That's Joe. Got to the station, and they arrested him at the station and put him in jail. And when they had one trial, and so when he came the other one, somebody told him about, told it about him going down. No, they had the trial. Then he put on another man on for another witness for him. And so the man wouldn't come to the court. So I think they threatened him, and he came up. And when he came up, and the Joe's lawyers talked with him, they came back and told him he wouldn't do.